Just a moment here about aging. You're a young 82 years old, very vibrant. Any thoughts on that from your personal experience?
Well, when I retired, I realized I had time to do some things that I'd not done before. And I've been taking advantage of Tulsa's rich cultural life. I didn't know a whole lot about orchestration or music or opera, but I have season tickets to all those things, the opera, the symphony, the chamber music, the ballet. We have a rich cultural life, and of course I've tried to learn about all those areas. As I usually do, I bought books and I bought tapes and I bought CDs and I've learned. And what a wonderful privilege it is to be in Tulsa with all of this rich culture. The other thing I do now is I go to the Tulsa Committee on Foreign Relations, try and keep up with international issues. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to stay curious. I try and stay involved. I try and stay safe. It's important not to fall.
You don't have to work at your curiosity because you've always had a curious mind, and that's going to serve you well now, because they say that those who are curious, unless they have major health issues, they're the ones who live the longest.
I cherish my curiosity. Every once in a while, I'm interviewed by a grandchild who has to, for a paper, interview somebody, and they say, "Noni, what would you advise me to do?" And I say, "I would be very happy if you would always be kind and curious."
Yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
I guess I've always thought I'd like to have said of me, "She bargained in good faith."
Yeah, to bargain in
good faith. She did her best.
Yeah.
She bargained in good faith.
You mentioned the two female mayors we had. Did you ever look back and wish that you could have been the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma?
I try not to look back. I try and stay curious and look forward. That's why I went to law school. I didn't want to regret leaving government, although I enjoyed government and respect it. I went to law school so I'd have something to look forward to. That's why I'm going to all the cultural events, so I have something to look forward to. I still like to read.
So the young generation's coming on. Some advice based on your experience in life. What would you say to them?
I'm a little bit hesitant to advise because their world is so different from mine. I thought I'd have a life just like my mother's, and I didn't. They won't have a life like mine. I want them to be involved. I want them to commit to things larger than themselves. I hope they will always be, as I said, curious and kind, and be contributing, respectful members of society.
Yeah. Well, Norma, I want to thank you for this time, and thank you for the service to our state, to our city. You've contributed a lot to the history now of our town and the issues you face. So thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.